Monday, December 20th, 2010, in Oroville. News announcements, interviews, and the weather report for today. Continued chance of thunderstorms. Gray sky, scattered clouds, high temperature 28 degrees, low 24 degrees Celsius, winds northeasterly 21 to 28 kilometers per hour. Here now, Rolf of L'Avenir on the topic of the times. Yes, housing matters. So, the housing solution that you spoke so beautifully about last week, you had several points. Could you tell us just a little bit about how this is going to take off on a practical level, functionally?
On a practical level, it will be two things. There will be one coordination of people, of architects and people who approach us who want to get active in that. So these people will have to be coordinated. We sit together to see what can be done.
When will that happen?
As soon as possible. I don't know yet. Today afternoon, tomorrow afternoon, we will have a general meeting here where we will also touch it a little bit, the housing. There will be a special meeting only on that subject. And so there, some people might come forward, have come forward actually already, some architects who want to look deeper into that. The next step is for L'Avenir to identify the sites where this can happen and to give the parameters for these different types of housing projects that will come up now.
Two questions. One is, will there be low-cost housing? Because we are inundated in the residential zone at the moment with very costly housing. And secondly, is there funding from anywhere to start now?
That is a good question. You see, for us, the main difficulties is to liberate funds, you know, and there is in, so we will have to sit together with the FAMC also to go into that in detail. What are the possibilities? Where could such a revolving fund be started and all these things? Then, we have to also be ready with projects which are very clear, which show how the infrastructure is, which show a layout of the communities that will grow up, and then only we can approach also the financial bodies in Oroville to see what can be done, no? And then of course also individual contribution and all that.
Okay, I see, but let's not forget this point about low-cost housing, because personally several architects I've spoken with, I won't mention their names at the moment, have plans for very low-cost housing. We're talking 3-4 lakhs per unit. And they were never given permission from L'Avenir. So will you have, in the scheme of things, an opening for low-cost housing?
Of course, of course. That is the whole point. And but you see, when somebody mentioned these kinds of prices, you know, it doesn't include any infrastructure, which is one of the main costs. You know, so we try our best to facilitate that these costs at least are taken over by the community, by the collective budget.
Or do you mean by the prospective residents?
We try to get away from that, actually. You know, the ideal situation would be to provide lots of houses. Even it has been mentioned line of force and all that. Why not? It would be great if these kind of funds could come forward to be able to provide for newcomers, people in transit, provide residences already for them, and then of course for newcomers and permanent Orovillians residences. The other thing also which I want to mention is a very interesting development in the moment, since Tamil Nadu gives a lot of will provide a lot of housing for poor people and so on. So they subsidize huge funds for construction materials. So by now, at present, the prices of bricks, for example, have gone up so drastically that we are forced by the circumstances to invent new ways of construction. I mean, building technologies which are sustainable, which are made by us, not anymore dependent on outside resources. No, so like for the bricks, for example. No? So in this way, we have to do a lot of research also in different types of construction techniques where we do a maximum to save the cost.
I get it.
We pray for something to happen, which we do since many years, but we in Lavenir try to facilitate that process and to make speed.
In keeping with Rolf's words, there's a general information meeting tomorrow, Tuesday the 21st, 5 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo World Center for Human Unity, offering an update from Lavenir in regard to housing. Comments and questions, bring them. And in case of rain, held in the town hall conference room. Dorothy Smith, known by all as Tashi, a good friend and regular visitor to Oroville, 47 years old, of Burmese Indian origin, passed into the light on 18th December at Pondicherry Institute for Medical Science. Tashi suffered a chronic heart condition over the years, which worsened recently. She said no to proposed surgery, choosing to let go in her surrender to Mother and Sri Aurobindo. Tashi, appreciated and loved by many, spent much of the last 5 years in and around Oroville, often helping at Matra Mandir. Friends are welcome to pay a last visit at the Oroville Health Center's farewell room from 8 till noon and 4 to 8 p.m. The cremation will be held at Adventure's funeral site tomorrow, Tuesday, 3:30 p.m., on the day of the winter solstice and the full moon. All are invited to join a global wave and celebrate the coming new year with a difference. Worldwide Wave on 1111, January the 1st, 2011. Last year, during the annual meeting of Oroville International in the Netherlands, an open day was organized, the theme of which was connectivity. And it was then that Anuradha Chaudhary got together with Oroville International Netherlands, the board members, to get the idea of creating a virtual global platform of connectivity for the countless worldwide programs and projects which aim at realizing human unity. So the project 1111, starting this new year by sounding as one at 0 hours, to credit 11 minutes of our thought sound to the world account of human oneness. The word on this is spreading. Check out their website, www.ekataa.net. A Godhead frustrate sleeps within its seed, a spirit entangled in the forms it made. His failure is not failure whom God leads. Through all, the slow, mysterious march goes. That's from Book 3, Canto 4, Sri Aurobindo's Savitri. You've been listening to Oroville Radio with Malanka on microphone in studio Andrea, Miriam, and Yahlom. Please direct your comments and questions to oroville.org, and we thank you for listening.